We discussed tzitz and we discussed the me'il. Today's discussion is going to be about the ephod. The ephod in Hebrew is very similar to the ephod in English. Literally translated, it's the apron. Now, what's interesting about the ephod is a few things. The first thing is that is the makor in Pshutei Shel Mikra for the idea of Ashkocha Pratis. Baal Shem Tov said that every single thing that you see or hear, you have to learn a lesson from in Avodas Hashem. You see that very clear when it comes to the ephod. Rashi brings down part of the story, and it's known that Rashi was once walking in the street, and he saw a minister's wife driving on a horse, and she was wearing some type of riding apron. And as she says, Kol Yom of you was Nitztair. Why did the Eibishter just show him a tzir of a lady riding on a horse? Until when he was learning the ephod, and he did not know the taich of the ephod, how to describe it. And he says, then he chapped why the Eibishter just showed him the apron of the woman, because this is the description of the ephod. And we see here, says the Rebbe, the concept of Ashkocha Pratis, the Rashi said it must be that's why the Eibishter showed him this inyan. When it comes to the ephod, there's a big machloikis between Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam holds, there's two machloikis in. The Rambam holds that the ephod was an extension of the choshen. In other words, it was together. Masha'enki Rashi holds that it was separate, the Gashmias. And also, the Rambam holds that it fit perfectly. Masha'enki Rashi holds that it extended around the person. It was overlapped. It was a little bit bigger, and it overlapped the person. What's the Yisrael HaMachleikis? So the Rebbe teaches us that it really depends how you looked at the big day kahuna. It says you have to make the begodim lechaved ulesif ores. You have to make the big day kahuna for kaved and beauty. And there's a machlaikis in the Rishonim how to look at these things. Were they tachshitim? Were they beautiful ornaments? And some of them had the shape of begodim. Was that the inyan? Or were they begodim? And we made them fancy al derech atachshit. In other words, Rashi does not bring down, and one time he lists the big day kuhuna, and he doesn't bring down the tzitz right away. Mashenki and the Rambam does, because the Rambam holds that all the begodim were really tachshitim. The biggest one which proves to be a tachshit is obviously the tzitz. It's the most, it's gold, and a mamish is not a beged. Why? Because the tzitz didn't go on anywhere in the body. It was on top of the mitznefes. And therefore, it was mamish a tachshit. But Rambam holds that really all the begodim of the Kohen Gadol had the gather of a tachshit. The what's called the Rashi holds that they all had the gather of a beged, and therefore Rashi always has to show where it was used in the body, because it was always the gather of a beged. If it's the gather of a beged, so then it has to be able to fit around the person. In other words, it has to be a pure beged. What's the difference if it's a tachshit or a beged? Is there enough kimina ledina? So I'm going to say in the Kudu now, but we're going to discuss it more at length tomorrow when it comes to the Avnet. The Shailiv, is it Chayiv if you have Kilayim or not? That's a separate thing. We're going to discuss tomorrow about Negev the Avnet if it was had a din of Kilayim. Now, getting back to the Ephod. The Ephod was worn, as we know, around the back, and the Ephod was only worn by the Kohen Gadol. We know that the Kohen Hedyot had four clothes, and the Kohen Gadol had eight. And the ephod was one of the ones that was only miyuchid to the Kohen Gadol and not to the Kohen Hedyot. So we see from here, from the ephod, a few things. That from Rashi's Pirush on the ephod, we learn now that Rashi's Shita is that all the begadim of the big dekuna had the geder of a beged and not a tachshit. And also we learn out the idea of Ashkocha Protis. We have to realize this is the message we have to take, that taka, everything we see or everything we hear has to be a lesson in Avodas Hashem. I'm going to be Messiah with a story. There was one time in the city of Anipoli, there was a guna that came in and she was looking for her husband which was lost. The Zusha was sitting there, and Rav Zusha said, I think you should go to the guest house, your husband will be there. So she walks into the guest house, and sure enough, her husband is there. So they said, you must have Ruach HaKodesh. Now Rav Zusha always tried to show that he didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. And Mitmal now was clear, he never met the woman, doesn't know her husband. It's clear, he has Ruach HaKodesh. So he said, I don't have Ruach HaKodesh. I learned from the Baal Shem Tov that everything I see or hear has to be a lesson of Avodas Hashem. This morning, I was walking to shul, and I heard one person in front of me say that there was a new guest in the guest house. A new guest came today to the guest house. I was thinking to myself, what do I have to know that there's a new guest in the guest house? So when I heard this lady say that her husband is missing, and she needs him, and I heard her say that, so therefore, I figure I put two and two together, but that's why the Eibishter made me hear about the guest, because there is the guest house. Once you're already talking about Rav Zusha, I'm going to Messiah with another cute story. Rav Zusha always also liked to say that he doesn't know how to learn. So one time there was a big shaila in the Beis Medrash about a certain Rambam. And after a few minutes, Rav Zusha came back, and he gave them a moedik pshat in Rambam that none of them ever heard. So they said, how could you say you don't know how to learn? You just gave us the most goyinish pshat. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. By me, if I don't understand the Rambam, I cry to the Eivishter, the Rambam comes and tells me pshat. But the Nekuda is, the taka, everything we see or hear, is a lesson of Avodas Hashem, and especially when learning about the Begodim and the Nyonim of Kohuna, we have to realize that the Rambam writes, the Kohuna is shayach to every single person. Every single person that devotes his life to the Eivishter is considered part of Shevet Levi, and we have to do our part to devote ourselves to the Eivishter.